This is Morning Edition on CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The state legislature's audit committee will meet today. They'll discuss a request to investigate Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's office. CPR's Benta Berkland reports this comes after voting machine passwords were posted in a hidden tab on the state's website.
Republican Representative Lisa Frizzell is asking for the audit. She says it's necessary to understand what led to the passwords ending up online and how the posting stayed undetected for months. Because of other security measures, the leak didn't pose a risk to the state's election system. The Secretary of State has also hired a law firm to conduct an external review. The audit request will need bipartisan support to pass. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Pollsters who followed voters during the 2024 election season say Coloradans aren't just concerned about the cost of living. Almost two-thirds of voters surveyed said they also worry they'll have to relocate. Lori Weigel conducts regular surveys for the bipartisan Colorado Polling Institute.
People who are here love Colorado, right? They don't want to leave Colorado. They want their kids and grandkids to be able to stay here. But those cost concerns are really palatable right now.
In Denver, a ban on the sale of most flavored tobacco products will go before the city council tonight. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
The proposal covers fruit and candy flavored e-cigarettes, chew and pouches, and menthol cigarettes. Backers say it'll help limit youth vaping and address racial and ethnic health disparities. Isaac Heiston, a high school senior, spoke at a rally about his mother, a smoker, dying from a heart attack.
She smoked them all her life. It was destroying her lungs. You know, she was a fairly young woman at her time. It just goes to show that vapes and tobacco products, they don't do any good.
Businesses that make and sell the products oppose it, saying it'll create an illegal market. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org.